Well, today is a special day for two reasons. Firstly, today we get to celebrate and praise God for everything he has done in children's and families ministry over many years. And it's around 10 years ago I was offered the role here at St Hilary's. It has been an honour to share the joy of Jesus with children in this parish and at our midweek ministries. As someone who has been a leader in the church for nearly 10 years, I have felt the Holy Spirit prompt me to say something very important to you this morning. It has been a privilege to minister in this church. However, I am sorry for the way I may have hurt any of you in the past. I am sorry if I did not listen. As a Christian leader, I want to do better. I want us all to look forward to our resplendent future together, encouraging one another in the radical love of Jesus. Let's be slow to judge and quick to encourage. With all that in mind, I want to talk to you about children's and families ministry here at St Hilary's. This church has had a long and vibrant history in the area of children's ministry. When I arrived in 2015, this church had over 100 kids at Kew and around 30 kids at North Borwen in our Sunday club. Much has changed in the past 10 years. Many things have impacted the decline in church attendance and in children's ministry. We now minister in a very, very secular society where kids have never been to church and some have never heard the name Jesus. Younger families moving away, staff changes, COVID, cultural and social changes have all had an impact. I want to show you a children's ministry report that was undertaken by Ridley College and the Anglican Diocese of Melbourne last year. In the Anglican Diocese of Melbourne, there are approximately 204 parishes. The report found that 3,688 children aged 0 to 12 attend Sunday school, mainly music, playgroup and after-school kids clubs each month. At St Hilary's, we have 624 kids who are a part of Sunday club, playgroup, mainly music and Leaping Lizards each month. Dave, if you can go back to the slide before with those figures, that would be great. Thank you. Okay. Oh, it is. I'm seeing something different. Sorry. As you can see, St Hilary's accounts for 17% of the monthly total. 17%. There is much to be thankful for. Whilst numbers are a part of the story, what we really want to see is our families become believers. I really hope that that's what you want as well. Now let's look at the passage. People were also bringing babies to Jesus for him to place his hands on them. When the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. Jewish parents commonly sought out prominent rabbis, which Jesus was, to bless their infants. Not only did the disciples try to stop the parents from bringing their children, but they also rebuked them. Then comes the wow moment from Jesus. But Jesus called the children to him and said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." Jesus rebuked the disciples. Jesus rebuked the disciples. This is not one of the shining moments for the disciples, is it? If you ever wonder if God can use you, think of some of the things the disciples did, and you will be encouraged he can. When I look at the behaviour of the disciples at times, I'm encouraged that God can use me. He can also use each of you. We know that age or gender is no barrier to being involved in children's ministry. I remember leading mainly music at Mount Albert North and having Bill Jenkins and Kath Holgate, who, let's be honest, were both at the time in their more senior years of their life. Bill continues to serve on the Mainly Music team. Each week, they would be seen welcoming families, preparing morning tea, and in beautiful conversations with parents and children. This is a beautiful picture of how Jesus wants us to relate to children. If only all of you could see the families arriving each week at Mainly Music, there is a buzz of joyful noise and excitement. Joe and I could run a Mainly Music every day of the week and it would be full. God is at work in these sessions. This passage is also a reminder to me that children are very important in the kingdom of God. They are to be loved, they are to be respected, listened to, and cared for and discipled. I feel like our church does a really good job in most of those areas. However, I wonder if, as a church, we are sometimes more concerned with numbers than children becoming lifelong believers. This is a story about discipleship. Discipleship is the process of learning to love and follow Jesus and becoming more like him in our attitudes and actions. It's also seeking to make other disciples who want to do the same thing. Discipleship is a commitment to a journey, a pedagogy, where you will not end in the same place you began. This is what we want for our children at St Hilary's, to have a lifelong faith that is nurtured by a team of individuals in this room. Now, the last verse says this: truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. Do you trust God like a child? I know some of us struggle to trust the Lord with all their heart because that would mean giving up control, wouldn't it? And we say things like, what if God doesn't do what I want? What if God has got it wrong? Just as children who are loved and cherished trust the words of their parents, so does God desire us that we trust him. The Lord is for us, not against us. A child of God has nothing to fear. God is looking for us to have a childlike trust. Is that something you do in your daily walk with God? So what do we know about kids forming a faith in Jesus? According to the Barna Group, 43% of individuals accept Jesus Christ as their saviour before the age of 13. 64% of individuals make their commitment to Christ before the age of 18. 77% of all individuals who accept Jesus do this before the age of 21. Now listen to this one. By the time a child is 9 years old, his or her basic moral foundation has already been formed. And by the age of 13, a person has formed the majority of his or her basic beliefs about God. Capham has a glorious vision for children's and families knowing Jesus. This is a God-breathed vision for children's and families ministry, where this church will experience tremendous kingdom impact. Our vision statement at St. Hilary's is extending friendship and transforming lives by our total reliance on Jesus. Our mission statement at St. Hilary's is to make, mature and mobilise disciples of Jesus. This is not just for grown-ups in this church. This is for children too. This is for all people who call Jesus their King. Imagine if each one of us lived out this mission and vision statement each and every day. The Capham team at St. Hilary's, which consists of Joe, Tiffany, Anita and myself, want to see each child in this church have a faith in Jesus that transforms their life, that transforms their friends' lives and their families' lives too. This is not a Noah's Ark, Daniel in the lion's den and Christmas nativity faith. This is a real living faith that they know Jesus is their Saviour, Jesus is their King and Jesus is the Lord of their life. I don't know about you, but I want to be a part of that. I want to be part of a church that welcomes and loves all children and families, no matter where they have come from and what their life story is. I want to be part of a church where adults from all ages and stages disciple our children. I want to be part of a church that shares the radical love of Jesus with our midweek families. The Capham staff are so thankful to God for all those who have served and serve in children's ministry here. Thank you for loving our kids and families and sharing Jesus' love for them. This morning, I have a question for all of you. Will you commit to be part of the Capham team in 2025? We need people to be prayer partners, serve in mainly music at Leaping Lizards and in Sunday Club. Next year, the Capham team need 36 people to be a part of our Sunday Club and midweek ministries. The time commitment for our midweek programs is around 2 hours a week, and on a Sunday morning we are asking people to go on a roster once a month in Sunday Club. The Capham team will train and equip you and we will work together collaboratively. This could be the moment in your life where you can make the greatest kingdom impact in the life of a child. Let's work together to build this church and make the name of Jesus fully known. Amen.